a melanated mom, working hard as can be. I show up for my children while showing up for me. I'm a melanated, melanated, melanated mom.
Hey, mamas. Okay, so which one of you are ready to start a podcast? Don't raise your hand because I can't see you, but I can tell you some of the amazing things that Anchor has to offer you in terms of making a podcast. First of all, Anchor is the easiest way that you could ever record your podcast. It's free. They have tons of creation tools for you to use right from your phone or your computer. They will also help you distribute your podcast so you have to do no extra legwork, and it can be heard on places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and many other listening platforms. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need all in one place. So if you're ready to get started, go download the Anchor app for free at anchor.fm. And guess what? I can't wait to hear your podcast. Hey, mamas. Thanks so much for coming back for another episode of the Melanated Mom Podcast. I am your hostess with the mostess, Tracy Wilson. And I am all about enjoying life as a mother. I'm all about letting your children live that innovative and creative lifestyle, the free thinker lifestyle, as well as not losing the dreams and the visions that you have for your own life, because dreams and mothers do not die at motherhood. So if this is your first time ever listening, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I hope that you will stay a while. I hope that you will go back and listen to tons of good content that I've already created. If you are a regular here, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming back each and every week to listen to me. You don't have to. There are tons of podcasts out there. And so I want you to know that your listening ear is not lost on me. I appreciate it. Today, I'm coming back with the second half of an episode that I gave you last week. It's called Joy-Filled Pandemic, and this is part two. I wanted to release all of the podcasts at the same time because it wasn't super long, but if you listen to me regularly, you know that I had some problems with the second half of the audio. So I wanted to try to fix it. And by me fixing it, I mean, I wanted to send it to somebody to see if they could fix it. And they couldn't fix it. The way that it was set up, there was no way to fix the glitching in the second half. So it is what it is. I have presented it like I'm going to present it. It's not like a huge deal, but I guess when you're the one who's recording it and you know the way that it's supposed to sound, you just get kind of stuck. You want it to sound that certain way. So it's just towards the end that there might be a little bit of glitching that you may not be able to hear everything that we're saying because of overlapping voices. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. I hope that you are having a fantastic week. I have one more thing that I want to say to you before we move into the episode. I decided that I was going to start endorsing products that I really enjoy. I don't get paid per se. You can't see my air quotes right now for endorsing this product, but it's something that I use regularly. And if you join in on using it with me as well, then we both get something out of it. You get something and I get something. The app that I'm talking about today is Digit. Have you heard about Digit? If you haven't heard about Digit, you need to hear about Digit. Digit is an app that helps you save money. So I've been using Digit a little bit over a year now. And so what you do is you link your bank account to Digit, and it would take, you know, $5 out of your account one day, maybe $15 the next day. And you can put caps on how much money you want to come out, period. But I have different accounts set up in Digit. Like I have my student loan account. I have my travel fund account. I'm an AKA. So I have my AKA account for when stuff comes up for the sorority. And Digit just pulls from my regular bank account and it separates money into all these different accounts based on what I say that I want to save for these different things. But what I wanted to tell you about Digit is that if you use Digit and you subscribe to it using my link, you get $5 and I get $5. So you help me, I help you. We both get $5. So I said that I would start talking about these companies that I like, endorsing them, helping you to find great companies that I like and that you can potentially start to love too. But also, why not get some coins? I'm trying to get some coins, y'all. I just looked at my Digit the other day. I know that a bunch of people know this that listen regularly, that I'm not working right now. I looked at my Digit the other day. I'm like, I got money in the bank because I've been doing Digit. So if you are at all interested in Digit, all of the episodes, all of the information will be linked to the episode show notes. So if you want to try it, just go to my show notes, click, it'll give me $5, it'll give you $5, we're all good. And that's all I wanted to say before the episode started. I really hope again that you have a fantastic rest of the week, and I will talk to you all soon.
All right, guys, so we are going to transition now and talk about home and how we are doing with keeping our homes nice and tidy, or what the deal is, who's helping keep it clean, and what's not going so well. So, Shirlene, what's going on in your home?
Girl, I'm probably driving myself crazy trying to keep it clean every day. Because I have not been diagnosed, but I tell myself I have OCD. Like, if something is out of place, I have to put it back in place. And I just like a clean home. You know, I just like, it makes me feel good. I just appreciate when the house smells good, it looks good. It just makes me feel good and it gives me peace of mind. But right now, that is so hard to do. Like, I'll clean up. Because I get up before everybody else, so I come down and like to make my coffee and all of that. And I'm like, oh my goodness, when I went to bed last night, this was not like this. So the kids are still up and they're doing whatever. And, you know, my husband comes in, gets a snack, and he's whatever he does. And I'm just like, I got to, every morning I've got to clean up, you know, tidy up and do something every morning.
Well, so, from what I see on IG stories, when you invite me to have coffee with you in the morning via story, your house is looking rather fantastic, okay?
Well, you know what? That's because I've cleaned up before I have that coffee.
Because you see it over here, before. It's just like, girl, from one day to another. Because what the thing is that I'm really doing so many extra things to try to keep things like sprayed down and, you know, not wasting. So I don't want to waste like paper towels now. So I'm making sure that I pull out like all of our little white washcloths, hand towels. So every day there's a bunch of hand towels to wash. Those are all over the place. Every day I got all this stuff out from where I'm trying to clean stuff down. I'm just like, well, you're just causing extra messes, first of all, because you're trying to be so clean to where you're pulling out all this extra stuff that you're using because you don't want to waste paper towels or waste this or waste that. So that's causing me some extra stress and keeping everything together that the way that I want it to. And we don't have a big house. So it's like, I feel like you put one thing down and the whole house looks like it's just, it's back to where we started from. So I am not even like stressing myself out about it. You know, I'm like, look, okay, so the toilets are clean. The laundry is done. Y'all have clothes to wear. The dishes are not stacked up high to the sink. The floors are swept. We good. Everything else is like, I can't even fathom it. Okay, I'm going to spend the time playing with the kids or doing something that I enjoy rather than stressing myself out about going around and picking up all day, because it becomes an all day thing. So
it does. Yeah. It does all day. And I think I'm causing, like you said, I'm causing more stress on myself because it's like, okay, we're here all day. We have to live. I mean, they're living. Right. So you can't expect them to, you know, not get this have things all over the place. I mean, you just can't. Now, I will say, now I expect for y'all to pick up after yourselves. Like I said earlier, like don't test right. me. I'm not a maid. So if you get something out, like that's the part that really gets me. Is like, okay, you made a grilled cheese sandwich, but the cheese wrapper is still on the counter. The sandwich maker is still on the counter. Like all this stuff, you just left all the ingredients out. Like I was supposed to come back and clean it up.
Like I made a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, like I made it. No. That part, yeah. Now that part, I'm like, look, y'all got to get it together.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
And it does. It gets frustrating. Like my kids will come in, like we'll go outside and see. This is another thing. Whenever we go out, as soon as we come back in, we have to change clothes. So that means that
right.
we're washing a lot because we go outside yeah. every day. So they'll put their clothes on the washroom, right in the washroom, like in the little basket, which is no problem. But then it's like you throw the jacket over here on the ground. You stepped out of the robe because you got too hot and you just left it on the floor. It's like, why didn't you pick it up and put it somewhere? Like, I don't get why the robe is on the ground. But
yeah.
So those little things we do have, like, you know, we have a tussle over them and it's every day. So I have to decide how stressed out I want to be that day.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, you know, if we could at least get to a happy medium, like, you know, I know y'all have to play with things or y'all want to do whatever, but let's just, after you get done, you finish, pick right. it up, put it away. Right. You know, as long as it's not there when I wake up in the morning. The one thing that can really set me off is when I come down to make my coffee in the morning and I see a sink full of dishes. And that's the teenager's job. They know. I'm like, yeah, why is there a sink full of dishes in this sink? You're not going anywhere. You have plenty of time to do it. Like, it's just some things I can be flexible on. Some things, I'm sorry, I'm just like, the kitchen needs to be clean. That when I go to bed or when I wake up.
And that would be on any normal day. So, I mean,
in right. any normal day.
So if yeah. we could just keep some of the same practices in place that we already right. had. And then, like, you yeah. know, the normal stuff, like we have dolls laying around, or like I said, all the hand towels or whatever that need to be washed every right. day, you know, okay, that's extra because we're doing right. something extra right now, or the three changes of clothes or whatever it is, it's extra. And to be okay with that. And then just like on a normal day, girl, I've stopped apologizing for my house. If you come here and you want to hang out with us, you came here to hang out with us, not look at my house. Okay. So you mm-hmm. come here, you know, you might see some toys on the floor. You might see some stuff that's out of place. And I just had to come to terms with, this is the life that we live right now. And I'm not going to invite you over here and spend 3 hours cleaning up just so you can be happy. Or you could say that my house looked good, or I can feel good about it, or whatever. And you probably got kids too. So your kids don't come over here and mess up my house after I spent 3 hours cleaning it up. Nah, that's not what we're doing here. So, you know, I just leave it how it is. And then when you guys leave, we'll pick up all the stuff. There you go. You know?
Yeah. I like what you said. I like what you said about the stuff that's on an everyday, that's normal. Let's keep right. doing those things. Like, don't be slacking mm-hmm. off now because, you know, taking advantage of the situation and like, oh, I ain't gonna wash these dishes. Mama ain't worried about it. Yes, I'm worried about it.
I'm still feeling the same way about them dishes. That has not changed, okay?
No, that has not changed. Not at all. So I'm sure we're not the only ones. I'm sure everybody else. I know I've seen some pictures on Instagram where the mom was like, nobody's talking about this part of COVID-19, you know, this part of quarantine. And they had like toys everywhere and like just, you know, it was just looked like the kids had just had a good time. I'm like, nobody's talking about that. So maybe I should post. I might have to do a transparent post and let y'all see what it looks like before I come down here and work my
back. And you know what I have found, like, in life, like, since I've had the second set of kids, because with the first kid that I had, there was no social media. There was none of that. So there was none of that to keep up with, right? So now you got this second mm-hmm. set of kids. And I have found that transparency is my best friend, because this is how I live. And I want to be a sane person at the end of COVID-19. I want to be a sane person every day. And so hiding that or acting like we don't have these issues, like I don't fight with my spouse, or my kids don't make me crazy, or our house is always clean. I want to be transparent because it does help somebody else to say, okay, you know what? There are people out here who don't have, you know, a spotless house, and make them okay right. with that, because it is okay. People right. cleaned up before they got on the gram, y'all. It ain't it ain't like that all the time. So I think that transparency right. is it's just so great because it helps so many moms out. It really does. And we don't have to feel ashamed or alone, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. I like to see those pictures of the pretty, you know, beautiful homes. But when it's a whole grid and that's all it is like, you know, they took a lot of work to make every single picture look the same, look picture perfect. But like you said, it's just not realistic. And then we find ourselves trying to measure mm-hmm. up to an Instagram post, and that's just not right. reality. So, yeah, so people do need. So I'm working on it. I'm really, you know, I probably have some areas to grow in transparency, and I've done a lot more than what I used to. But yeah, I'm not perfect. Right. Nobody is. So,
and yeah. part of your house being the way that it is part of your personality. And so people also have to recognize that as well. Like you just said, that you thrive in that. And I mean, anyone thrives in a clean house. I love a clean environment, but what works for you is what it works for you, because that is the way that you're set up. And I think that people try to yeah. follow or emulate something and they haven't been set up that way, and so they go through right. all the motions to try to copy what somebody else is doing, and then they find themselves completely depleted, you know. So we just have to be honest with ourselves and what makes us tick and what works for us. And I think that that's the way the world goes around. You know, people just try to think that it has to be done one way, or parenting is one way, or cleaning is one way, or, you know, being married is one way. And it's just not true. Everybody does something different. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Everybody's different. Yeah. So what about working? So, you know, there's so many people that are not working, including you and I. And, you know, in the beginning, I was so sensitive to all of the memes that were out. And I just don't even pay attention to it. Like, I'm not on social media like that with any of that stuff. I just don't entertain it. But people were passing around the memes of, like, joking about, you know, not being, what am I trying to say? Joking about being at home with the kids and homeschooling and working at home and all that stuff. And I'm like, look, and every time I would see that, I would post something on there, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to stop. But I would post something. I would say, listen, y'all just need to be thankful that A, you have a job, you're still working, and B, that your children can be with you. And, you know, that's the best place for them to be right now during this time, that you have this time to spend with them. So I just think that when people are not, when reality hasn't hit them or realize that their reality is not everybody else's, I just think that it's hard to kind of, understand, mm-hmm. you know, because people took a lot of this quarantining and the COVID-19, everything as a joke. And there were so many different jokes. And I was just like, I'm so sick of this. Like, I work in the hotel industry, and our hotel is like, or with many other hotels in my city right. are shut down because there's no conventions that are being held because you can't, you know, have that many people gathering, you know, nobody's traveling. I mean, that shuts down the whole industry. And then that shuts down your hospitality with the restaurants and stuff. I mean, people are possibly losing their business, something that they've worked so hard for all these years, because they're not going to be able to bounce back right. from this. You know,
I agree with that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with everything that you're saying about that. You know, the memes that are going around about people not working, or, you know, I do have a lot of people in my life that still are working. And I'm not taking anything away from, you know, what they're doing and how they're working. And I'm sure that it's very hard to work with the kids at home with you. But I also don't want it to be for me. And I actually posted this on Facebook today that this is a very difficult time for me because we've lost an income. So just trying to manage like how we're going to live and stuff. And my friend, had talked to me the other day and she said, you know, you always handle everything so well that I think that we tend to think that things don't affect you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm still human. I know who my source is. Okay. God is my source and he's going to take care of things. So I don't need to go in panic mode every day talking about how I'm unemployed. No, I'm not trying to keep putting that out there in the atmosphere. But at the same time, I'm human and I'm affected by this as well. And it's not funny. It's not funny that people have lost tons of money, that people are probably going to lose businesses, that people may not even have jobs to go to back to after this. So
right.
I'm sensitive about it as well. And I try to handle it in the best way possible. But, you know, there's plenty of times right now that I can't hold space for other people. And I'm just that person. Like, I am like the encourager in my group of friends. Like, I'm on the sunny side of life, and I'm not on the sunny side of life right now, but I just don't have room to hold a lot of extra space for people. I need people to hold space for me right now, because I'm just like, my wheels are turning about what we're going to do next. Even though I know God is going to take care of it, I still have to be proactive in my role to think about what's going to be next for me so that I can actually have some income coming into my house before next school year. I can't wait that long. So, you know, I'm feeling a certain kind of way about it. I'm not, like I said, I'm not in panic mode, but I am concerned. I'm very concerned.
Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, even if you know, and I think I had typed this out to somebody or told somebody this just yesterday or the day before, I said, even though I have faith in God and I know, you know, like you said, who my source is. And even though, you know, I still have a roof over my head and I know that my husband's still working and, you know, all these things, but you still, like you said, are human. And it doesn't mean that you know, you may not worry a bit or you may not get anxious a bit about it. But I've just been trying to stay in my word and prayer and, you know, the worship songs. I think I posted my Spotify list for my worship songs that have really, really helped me. And just staying in tune with God, because he's in control. I mean, this is totally out of our control. And I don't know if I'm going to have a job to go back to after all this is said and done, you know, because who knows how long it's going to take for my industry to bounce back. I mean, I just don't know. So just trying to prepare my mind to shift if I need to do that, you know. But yeah, I'm not taking away, like you said, anything from the moms or dads or whoever that are working from home with their kids. It is challenging. Cause at first when I was still working, I thought I was about to lose my mind. Cause I'm like, what, what is this? Like, cause I've never worked from home, but then too, working from home with children is just a totally different ball game from working from home.
Right. So I feel for everybody, you know, no one's situation is easy, and everybody has been changed and affected by this. And so, I request that moms give each other grace, because this isn't really the time to fall out with your friends or lose relationships. I know that in this season, I need a lot of grace because I'm not really showing up as who I always show up as. And it's because I have a lot of other things that I'm thinking about. I mean, every day I'm looking for jobs. So that's part of my routine too. So that's taken away from me, like having time to like fill somebody else's cup up. I really have to concentrate on what I'm doing over here. And it doesn't mean that I love anybody any less. It just means that I have to tune in and dial in to what
giving
I
each other grace
on.
And support. Right over here, and I have to say the support that I have received and I'm giving support. But I've received it just as much as I've been giving it on Instagram within the mom community has been amazing, including you and all the other mamas that will probably be listening to this recording. I just feel like, and it's even growing through the pandemic, even growing through the crisis. And it's amazing how we all are pushing through the things that, you know, we're all going through. And we're recognizing that we, you know, together we are stronger. and just inspiring each other, collaborating. The collaborations, like us doing this podcast together. There are so many virtual events. There's IG Live, Facebook Lives. There's been, you know, so many different opportunities that have stemmed from this situation. And I just think that we're going to come out of this an even better community. And so mamas, just keep, you know, like Tracy said, if you see another mom struggling, give her grace, you know, reach out to her. Hey, how you doing? You know, I reached out to a lady the other day that I've been following. We're probably new followers within the last couple months or so. And she, you know, just let out on me on everything that she was going through. Because usually when you ask somebody how they're doing, they just kind of, oh yeah, I'm doing well. You know, it's just your normal response. I'm okay, I'm doing well. But she really let me know how she was doing. And I appreciated that. And I also realized that in order for her to do that, she, you know, she trusts me, and there's something that she sees in me, and it's God. You know, it's not me alone. I'm not going to give myself the glory. All the glory goes to God. You know? But it's Him. And that's what, you know, my ministry is and my work is, and, you know, is inspiring and encouraging other people. And I just felt, I'm like, oh Lord, this is what this is for. You know, it was just to show me, like, keep doing what you're doing, because it's so easy to get discouraged and get overwhelmed. Like I did the other day. Oh my goodness, Tracy, I wanted to talk about this. So the other day, I think it was Monday. Today's Thursday, right? It was Monday. And it might've been that, I don't know if that was the day I reached out to you to collaborate on the podcast, but I was overwhelmed. Monday, I had it. And I found myself folding laundry. Everybody was home. Hubby was home. The kids were home. I mean, everybody was home. And I found myself folding laundry, and I found myself tears just flowing in my face. And I just got overwhelmed with everything that's going on, and me not knowing if I'm going to be able to work, and, you know, anymore, or go back to my job, and me not bringing in income, you know, and, you know, just, it was just everything. And, you know, I felt like I was putting so much pressure on myself. Now I realize that I was putting pressure on myself to come in here and be this, and prove to who, I don't know, but be this awesome wife and mother. And, you know, I'm not working, so I need to be doing all the things, and all the things need to be done. Like, who, what? It's not a productivity test. Who am I taking this test for?
Who, like, is giving this test? Who's grading the answers?
So,
okay.
And so I caused it on myself, and then I started feeling resentment towards everybody in my house, because I'm putting this pressure on myself to do all these things. And it's like, okay, one step at a time. This week, you put some things on your list, and if you do one or two things on that list, great. But that whole list, a to-do list, does not have to be done. It does not. So, and then that kind of takes me into the next thing I wanted to talk about was the mental part, like self-care and your mental and emotional state through this whole thing. How are you dealing with everything as far as that?
I feel like I might be a cross between what you just said that's happening with you while you were folding laundry, and between just being okay and just really talking to myself daily, waking up, having these meditations with God, and just saying the words out of my mouth every day that I am well provided for, that I am well taken care of, and that this situation doesn't get to take me out. Like, this isn't the defining moment in my life. So just getting up every day and kind of declaring that, taking the time away. We already talked about this with Dr. Teal. You know, Dr. Teal and that bath. I said, I don't want to see the water because I've been taking like two baths a day sometimes.
It is. Yes. Yes.
Right. Exactly. That is my therapy right now. So, yes. I draw a big old bubble bath, or I'll go in my room and I will lock the door, and I could just hear people trying to turn it, and I don't pay attention to it. You can keep turning it, and I'm not opening it.
I also yesterday was able to during the day, because I was like, why do I always try to wait till nighttime to watch? Like, I can enjoy something during the day. So I've been watching that mini series or the series on Hulu called Little Fires Everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so I had missed a couple weeks because I don't watch TV that often. Usually I'll take a day and I kind of binge. So I was like, you know what? I think I'll relax and I'll catch up on this. So I did not lock the door. I made that mistake. And I got interrupted about 3 or 4 times. And I said, listen, can I watch my show? Can I just have 2 hours to watch? Like, leave me alone. Y'all have got to let me. And I mean, yes. Don't want nobody to say anything.
And so I'm like, you know how it is when they're watching their show, though. They don't want nobody to talk.
So I did get to watch it. Finally, I was like, look, y'all got to get out of here. Get out of here. Don't come in here trying to strike up a conversation. We can talk later. This is not the time. No. But you have to be, they say self-care is not selfish, but you have to be selfish. Right. Creating those boundaries around your self-care and the time, you know, that you block out for that, like stick to it, because all that your children know is mommy. Mommy does this for me. Mommy, you know, they don't know mommy needs time alone and mommy needs to take care of herself also. So we have to teach them that, you know, they learn from us. And the more we, you know, put that into place and put that in routine, then they will get it. Like I'll say something that I put into place years ago was Friday nights, I do not cook. So regardless of what's going on, that's for sure my off night. Like for sure. I have other off nights because I usually cook enough for leftovers. But like Friday night has always been my unwind unwinding and, you know, kind of decompress the work week, and I do nothing Friday nights. So you can fix you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a ham and cheese, or if there's leftovers or whatever, but don't ask me to cook.
Yeah. And that's like you said, that's exactly how you set up the habit. My kids are so set up in a habit that most of the time when I get up, you know, I don't do it every day because of course I'm working, but on the weekend, like on a Saturday, they get up, I'm nowhere to be found because I'm already out taking a hike or getting my exercise. They're set up for that. They already know that this is part of the plan. Mm-hmm. They're set up for the fact that I spend time away with friends, even to the point where my daughter, I'll hear her playing with her dolls being like, sis, you want to go to the spa? Sis, you want to go out to lunch? Yeah, you already know. Where I spend whole days away from them taking care of things that I want to do. And it's okay. Like, we need to like make that a part of our lives. And it's especially hard now to do it because everyone is in the house. So you might have to lock a couple of doors, or you might just have to tell some people that, no, you can get back with me, like you said, in an hour.
Circle so
back
I think with the message that we I'll be done both want to send is to take care of you, put yourself on the list, because, you know, the better you take care of you, the better you are to take care of everybody else.
That is the truth. We are so much better when we don't have to try to squeeze, out of an empty cup or pour from an empty glass. And we're good at it. We do it all the time. Like, we will just like give what we don't have, but we do not have to do that. It doesn't have to be designed that way. So finding moments to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves is what's going to make.
Well, Tracy, I don't know if there's anything else you want to touch on. I think we've covered a lot, and I'll tell if you all want to reach me, I'm at the Mama Mogul on Instagram, and we'll include our information in the show notes. You want to tell them where they can reach you?
Sure. I am Melanated Mom Podcast on Instagram. And that is where I hang out at most of the time. And like she said, the rest of the stuff will be in the show notes. But thank you so much, mamas, for joining us today. And thank you for letting us speak
into
your lives.
And I hope that some of this will help look back on this
in this whole COVID-19 situation.
Also. Same here. All right. Talk later.
I agree. I agree. So good talking to you, girl. All right.
Hey, y'all. This is just a little aside. For all the crazy moments that we have while podcasting, what you hear on one end of the podcast is not what actually happens behind the scenes. It takes tons of different cuts and edits and phones hanging up and internet going out and, like you heard in the episode, voices overlapping. So if you want to start something, this is my saying, just start. Listen to our little bloopers and see what we have to go through while podcasting.
Okay.
Hey, girl. I couldn't figure out. I ain't used the Anchor in so long to record. I couldn't even figure out what I was doing. Oh. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what happened, but yeah, it did say that your connection speed was low or something. So
I bet you it's because my son's down there playing his games online.
Too many people using these doggone internets, okay? Yes.
And he's playing, and I told him before when I'm doing a podcast not to be
young. Girl, look, everybody home, people trying to find stuff to do. I get it.
So that's what it is. That has to be what it is.
That's too funny, but you sound nice and clear here, so this okay. Should be fine. I forgot what we were talking about though.
I think we were wrapping up on the kids. Cooking. That's what it okay. was. We're wrapping up. I don't know where we left off, but I know we were talking about cooking, but I think we were kind of wrapping it up though. So
okay.
Yeah. So we can move on to something else. Because okay. I just kind of had made some notes on my end. I had talked about, made some notes on distance learning versus homeschool, which we talked about that. Marriage, we talked about that. Talked about the kids, talked about cooking. And the other notes that I had were to talk about, like, home, like trying to keep your home clean and tidy with everybody there.
Right, right.
And, okay. Like, our jobs, what's going on with that. People not working, people furloughed and all that. And then I wanted to wrap up, and you can add in whatever you want to. And then I was thinking to wrap up with, you know, the mental part and self-care and all of that to encourage our moms to, you know, keep themselves on the list and take care of themselves through.
Yeah, I think that's good. I didn't make any notes, but all that you're talking about sounds like a good cover of what we should be doing during this pandemic. So
look, I'm not going to, I'm not gonna make you think that this was well thought out. I jotted these down. I jotted these down like 10 minutes before we got on the
call. Girl, I was like, we'll just talk. We'll figure it out.
I was like, let me just jot down something just in case, you know, because I can go off and wander into some something else. I'm like, try to keep me on track. That's why I really jotted it down. So I was like, let me jot this down real quick. Okay.
Okay, so what was the next thing that you had on your list? We'll just move on to that.
We can talk about like the home, if you want to talk about that.
Okay, all right.
We had just got through talking about cooking and stuff like that, so.
Okay, all right, so we'll just go on to that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Melanated Mom Podcast. Let's stay connected. Read my blogs over at melanatedmom.com. Stay connected with me on Facebook at melanated-mom, on IG at melanatedmompodcast, and my new Twitter account at melanatedmom1. Talk to you soon.